Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Royal London Full Year Results 2022 conference call, hosted by Daniel Cassel, Group Chief Financial Officer. My name is Ben, and I'm your event manager. During the presentation, your lines remain on listen only. If you require assistance at any time, please press star zero on your device and the coordinator will be happy to assist you. I'd like to advise all parties that this conference is being recorded for replay purposes. Now I would like to hand it over to your host. Daniel, the word is yours.
Thank you, Ben. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us. As Ben mentioned, my name is Daniel Cassel, and I'm the Group Chief Financial Officer for Royal London. I'm joined this morning by Ant Lee, our Group Chief Actuary, and Rob Ferguson, our Group Treasurer. This morning, we published our 2022 annual results, and during this call, I'll be referring to the presentation we emailed to those of you who pre-registered for the event. This presentation and a copy of our results announcement are also available on our website. Moving to page two, I'll outline the agenda for the call. Presentation will take you through the highlights of 2022, an overview of our financial performance, and then a summary of the strength of our balance sheet and capital position. I'll then open up to questions. Starting on page three. Royal London continued to perform well in 2022, increasing new business sales and operating profit, while also continuing to deliver value to our customers. In times of considerable uncertainty, the value of impartial advice and guidance for customers becomes even clearer. We work with over 9,000 financial advisors, and we are focused on helping customers accumulate the wealth required to retire well while protecting them and their families against life shocks along the way. Overall, we delivered a 12% increase in new business premiums, driven primarily by our individual and workplace pension propositions. These were supported by the relative investment performance of our flagship government range, which attracted net inflows of 3.4 billion pounds, ending the year with assets under management at a record 53 billion pounds. Our strategy has continued to serve us well as our group operating profit before tax increased by 58% to 210 million pounds. Key drivers of this increase include higher contributions from our pensions and annuities products, as well as our continued focus on cost control. All our businesses continued to perform well relative to their markets. While total assets under management for the group reduced as a result of the market falls in assets, I am very pleased that we have continued to report positive net inflows for the group, demonstrating the strength of RLAM's investment offerings. Despite the market volatility, our capital position remains robust, with our investor view capital cover ratio stable at 213%. We have continued to focus on streamlining our operations, and 2022 saw us successfully conclude a significant four-year simplification program for the benefit of our long-standing customers. This included the consolidation of six closed-with-profits funds, which allowed us to increase the total value of long-standing customers' policies by 675 million pounds, as well as enhancing digital services at the same time. This is something I will cover in more detail shortly. Our continued performance has enabled us to maintain the same level of profit share allocation rates to eligible customers, boosting the value of their savings while also continuing to invest in our business for the long term. Page four sets out the key highlights from each of our businesses. Starting in the U.K., our pension propositions perform well, with workplace pensions in particular delivering a significant increase in new business sales. The strong U.K. employment market and the introduction of a fully digital workplace pensions consolidation service helped to deliver new business sales of 4.1 billion pounds, an increase of 29%. Our individual pensions new business sales also increased by 10% to 5.2 billion pounds. Both workplace pension and individual pension propositions were supported by our government range performance, as well as improvements in how we engage with advisors and customers. We delivered a range of digital services, including our free interactive financial wellbeing service, giving workplace pension customers tailored guidance to help them make informed decisions across their life stages. In addition, we launched a new portal for protection customers, providing them with an improved customer experience, along with support for protection advisors via a new online dashboard, which gives them the ability to proactively manage their cases in real time. As I mentioned earlier, we completed our business simplification program. In asset management, and against the backdrop of significant market volatility, external net inflows remained positive at £1.7 billion, driven primarily by net inflows into our global equity strategies. Despite the difficult conditions faced by investment teams, our three-year performance track record remains strong across our fund range in 2022, with 80% of our actively managed funds outperforming their benchmark over 3 years. Responsible investing remains a core capability. We continue to launch new funds, adding the Sustainable Growth Fund and the Sustainable Short Duration Corporate Bond Fund to our offering. And we actively engage with 40 of our highest carbon emitting investee companies, which represent 50% of our overall portfolio emissions, influencing their plans as we progress towards our net zero commitments. We have continued to invest in our asset management systems as we look to implement the BlackRock Aladdin solution, as well as investing in product and people capabilities for the longer term. This investment will enable us to simplify our operating model, develop more complex propositions for clients, and build scale for future growth, with a particular focus on property and international business channels. Our Irish business recorded its highest ever level of new business sales, with £198 million in protection, maintaining its market-leading status in the Irish broker protection market. We have continued our focus on service excellence in Ireland, delivering a range of digital and product enhancements to further help financial brokers and their customers throughout the year. And building on our strong brand and reputation with brokers there, we entered the Irish individual pensions market in September. We launched two personal pension products, giving Irish customers access to our long-term savings investment range and services. This pension proposition is built on modern systems and uses Ireland's multi-asset proposition as its core foundation. Turning now to page 5 and our simplification programme. As I referenced, we have now concluded a major 4-year programme to simplify our business on behalf of our long-standing customers, which was focusing on improving service, flexibility and certainty of estate distribution. The programme was set up following two decades of mergers and acquisitions that have supported Royal London's growth into the UK's largest life insurance, pensions and investments mutual. An important element of the project has been consolidating 6 closed-with-profit sub-funds into the Royal London main fund. 4 of the fund consolidations were implemented in 2021, with the final 2 completed by the end of 2022. These consolidations have driven financial benefits both for customers via enhancements to their policies and to Royal London. Over the last 2 years, long-standing customers' policy values have been uplifted by a total of £675 million. Through the programme, we have also moved 4.3 million long-standing customers from ageing legacy systems onto a modern IT infrastructure, enhancing their customer experience. The main fund has benefited through contributions from the closed funds for taking on the underlying risks. There is also an ongoing capital benefit for the group, as the risks of the funds are now pooled into the main fund. Going forwards, we have a much simpler, cost-effective structure, which is well diversified from a capital perspective. Moving on to page 6, we set out our key financial highlights. I will touch on a couple of the metrics here and cover new business sales, assets, flows, and our balance sheet and capital position in more detail. So group operating profit before tax for the year increased 58%. Was up to £210 million from £133 million in the previous reporting period, as the benefits from a continuing focus on cost control, growing the annuity portfolio, and consolidating and simplifying closed funds more than offset the adverse market impacts on asset management revenues. You will find a full breakdown of the components of operating profit set out in the appendix. Against the market volatility, our capital position remained stable throughout 2022. With a regulatory view capital cover ratio at the end of the year of 206% against 173% in 2021, and an investor view basis of 213% against 216% at the prior year end. We have again maintained profit share allocation rates with a total profit share payout of £155 million. The year-on-year reduction in the total shared is attributable to market movements in eligible policies. We have delivered profit share to eligible customers for the 7th year in a row, while also continuing to invest in the business for the benefit of our members and customers, demonstrating Royal London's resilience and consistency. Turning now to page 7 and new business sales. Overall, life and pensions new business sales were up 12% at £10.8 billion, primarily driven by continued strong advisor support for our individual and workplace pensions range in the UK and our protection offering in Ireland. Starting with the UK, total new business sales increased 12% to £10.6 billion. Within this, pension sales were up 17%, with individual pensions and workplace pension sales increasing to £5.2 billion and £4.1 billion respectively. Individual pensions new business margin was flat at 1.6%, while workplace pensions business margin increased from 0.9% to 1% as a result of the increased sales. Protection sales fell to £1 billion from £1.3 billion in 2021, reflecting the increase in competition in a broadly flat UK protection market. The new business margin decreased from 3.1% to 1.1% as our cost base adjusted to the levels of new business. As we indicated in our half-year results, we are continuing to take action where needed. We have therefore withdrawn from the over-50s life insurance market at the end of 2022 as a result of the combination of a shrinking market and the rising cost of reinsurance. Following the launch of our annuity product in 2021, long-standing pension policies with guaranteed annuity options that reach retirement can now transfer to our open fund. Annuities and other business sales increased to £203 million, reflecting a 17% increase in annuity sales following a full year of trading, while new business margin improved to 4.5%. In Ireland, new business sales grew to a record £203 million, reflecting an increase in protection sales and a small contribution from pensions following the launch of the product late last year. The reduction in new business margin to 8.5% reflects a change in business mix. I'd now like to turn to assets and flows on page 8. Assets under management finished the year lower at £147 billion. This reduction was driven by negative market movements across equity and bond asset classes in response to the global economic slowdown, rising inflationary pressures, and the geopolitical impacts of the war in Ukraine. Both internal and external net inflows remained positive at £2 billion and £1.7 billion respectively, primarily driven by flows into our government range and global equity strategies. External net inflows were lower than in 2021 due to a marginal net outflow of sustainable funds of £0.1 billion, down on the significant inflows of £2.1 billion in 2021. Although market appetite for responsible investment remains strong, investment returns across such funds have been lower at a lower level in comparison to previous years. Our three-year sustainable fund performance remains strong, with two of our five sustainable funds ranked in the top decile. The events around September's mini-budget and the subsequent sharp fall in gilt values led some institutional clients to take action, in particular those external pension funds following a liability-driven investment strategy and needing to meet margin calls. However, these inflows were more than offset by wholesale clients buying our fixed income funds as yields available on those funds rose. Our commitment to broaden our services to a wider audience has included expansion into Europe. We now have an established distribution partner based in Luxembourg, allowing us to offer our services in the EU, and have registered several key strategies in areas such as global credit, global equities, and global sustainable. Moving on to page 9 and our investment portfolio. Our total investment portfolio reduced in value to £104.4 billion as a result of fair value movements across our equity, bond and property portfolios, as well as a reduction in the value of our derivatives following increases in interest rates. At the end of 2022, £733 million of assets were ring-fenced to back annuitant liabilities of £691 million. The ring-fenced portfolio of assets includes a mix of corporate bonds, gilts, cash and commercial real estate loans. Our financial investment portfolio remains well diversified across financial instrument classes, with the majority invested in equity securities and fixed income assets. A significant proportion of our debt securities portfolio is in high-graded assets with a rating of A or above. In our non-linked portfolio, 80% of our non-linked debt securities and 68% of our non-linked corporate bonds had a rating of A or better. There have been no significant defaults in our corporate bond portfolio. On page 10, we provide more detail about our capital cover ratios. The strength of our capital base is essential to ensure we can fund further growth and give peace of mind to our customers that we can meet our commitments to them. Managing our capital base effectively is a key priority for us. At the end of 2022, our Solvency II Group Investor View capital cover ratio was 213% compared to 216% at the end of 2021. The Investor View ratio has remained stable over the year, with our hedging strategy providing protection against market volatility. And the Solvency II Group Regulatory View capital cover ratio was 206% compared to 173% at the end of last year. The Regulatory View ratio has increased significantly this year, over and above the movement in the Investor View ratio. This is due to the increase in yields, particularly in relation to guaranteed annuity options in our closed fund. Moving on to page 11 and the waterfall chart, which shows the movement in the group's solvency surplus over the year. As I mentioned earlier, the group capital ratio remains stable with a solvency surplus of £2.5 billion. The contribution from all our existing businesses offsets the strain from writing new business, as well as helping to support continued strategic investment. The increase in ratio generated from economic movements reflects the rebalancing to less capital-intensive assets following significant increases in yields over the year. The management actions include the capital impacts of the fund simplifications, as I covered earlier, as well as further one-off transfers of annuities and payment into the matching adjustment annuity fund. These have led to a small one-off cover ratio strain. You can also find the group regulatory view movements in the appendix. And finally, moving to the summary on page 12. Even in difficult economic conditions, our strategy continues to serve us and our customers well. We have delivered a 12% increase in new business sales, supported by the strength of our financial advisor and broker relations, our pension propositions in the UK, and protection offering in Ireland. Operating profit increased by 58% as our continued focus on cost control, growing the annuity portfolio, consolidating closed funds, and simplifying our business have more than offset the impacts on asset management revenues from market falls. Building on our strong brand and reputation with brokers in Ireland, we have launched new pension products, giving Irish customers access to our long-term savings, investment range, and services, and broadening our reach. We are continuing to invest in Royal London Asset Management's infrastructure to simplify its operating model, develop more complex propositions for clients, and build scale for future growth. Our robust capital position enables us to fund this growth and invest for the benefit of our members and customers, while also allowing us to return value through profit share to eligible customers. Working in partnership with financial advisors and driven by our purpose, we remain focused on continuing to enhance our offering to meet the needs of customers, to support and protect their standard of living now and in the future. Thank you for listening. Together with the team, I'll be delighted to take any questions you may have. I'll now hand back over to Ben to begin the Q&A session.
Thank you. Allow me to inform our audience, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your device. Thank you. We have just received our first question coming from Louise Miles. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my question. Just two from me quickly. I'm wondering about your capital stack. How comfortable are you with your current capital stack? And would you think of making any changes there in terms of Tier 2 or maybe thinking about doing an RT1 or something like that? And then my second question is, I was looking at your capital, your group investor view, that slide. Can you just provide to me a bit of guidance on how we should be thinking about the operating capital generation of Royal London in a given year, kind of the normalised number there, and how that surplus should change in a kind of normal year? Thanks.
Thanks, Louise. So why don't I just introduce the first one, I'll pass over to Rob to broaden it out, and then Ant will cover a little bit on our capital generation. So just on our capital stack, so we set out in the appendix, you can see the maturity dates of our different instruments. We are looking at different options at the moment, as you fully expect, but we'll let Rob expand on that a little bit.
Yeah, so as Dan mentioned, obviously just Tier 2 in our capital stack at the moment. I think it's fair to say that when we look at our funding framework and ultimately our funding plan, that financial flexibility for the mutual is incredibly important, and that would naturally lead you to assess the full range of debt instruments for any future issuance. I think other important elements that when you look at the capital stack is the overall capital liquidity position, leverage, which we have significant capacity, but also expectations from our stakeholders too.
And then just before I pass to Ant on the investor view, I'll just call out in particular, and Ant can talk about sort of longer term view, that there is a blend in our ratio movements, particularly in the first few columns, of the insurance business and the asset management business. So I'll just bear that in mind when you're thinking about the movement in our asset management results, which I've referenced during the presentation. So you will see that coming through one for one as a profit number in the second column. But Ant, do you just want to give a bit of a view of future expectations?
Yeah, so I think basically the first four columns reflect broadly speaking our operating surpluses. So as you can see, the existing business is more than offsetting the new business strain and helps us to kind of fund those strategic costs. That in the long term, we would expect that existing business release to increase and more than sort of fund the rest of the kind of columns in that operating surplus. So therefore, we'd be kind of trending towards that kind of at least stable capital position going forwards.
Louise, does that answer your question? Is there anything you'd like to follow up with?
No, that's very clear. Thanks very much.
No problem.
Gentlemen, we have no further questions on the line.
Okay, Ben, should we just if anybody's just waiting to press a button, give it 30 seconds, but if there are no further questions, we can obviously close. And so while waiting, obviously very happy to take questions through our investor relations team separately as well, as needed, once people have had time to reflect the full set of results.
And a quick reminder, everyone, it is star one for questions.
So on the basis that there are no further questions, thank you everybody for joining the call this morning. As I said, happy to take any questions through our investor relations team or through Rob's team as people reflect after this morning. But thank you all for joining us this morning. Appreciate a busy time of year and look forward to speaking to you all again in due course. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining, everyone. That concludes your conference. You may now disconnect. Please enjoy the rest of your day. Goodbye.